Jacob Elordi spotted as Elvis Presley in Toronto. Victoria Beckham shuts down Spice Girls reunion, and Sam Smith and Kim Petras make history with Unholy. It's Wednesday, October 26th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. A Toronto paparazzo has captured the first images of Euphoria star Jacob Elordi and Mayor of Easttown's Kaylee Spaney as Elvis and Priscilla Presley. Sean O'Neill of The Image Direct snapped the pair on set this weekend in Toronto, and they are filming scenes for Sofia Coppola's biopic based upon Priscilla's 1985 memoir, Elvis and Me. These photos have been posted online by several outlets, including Daily Mail. A title for the indie flick, which is scheduled to shoot in the Toronto area until December 2nd, has not been announced. Its code name is Domino. Coppola has said that the famous Presley mansion, Graceland, will be recreated. Coppola told Vogue that unlike Baz Luhrmann's Elvis, the real focus of her movie is Priscilla. I was just so interested in Priscilla's story and her perspective on what it felt like to grow up as a teenager in Graceland, she said. She's gone through all the stages of young womanhood in such an amplified world. It'll be interesting to have two completely different interpretations of the same events and time period. In Elvis, which grossed $286 million US at the box office, Elvis was portrayed by Austin Butler, and Priscilla was played by Olivia de Jong. Victoria Beckham has all but crushed hopes for a Spice Girls reunion. Appearing on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Beckham was asked about the chances of Posh Spice will return to the stage with Sporty, Baby, Ginger, and Scary Spice. I had so much fun being in the Spice Girls, but I think that now, with everything that I've got going on with my fashion, my beauty line, my children, I couldn't commit to that, said the 48-year-old. But I had so much fun in Spice Girls. I love the girls. I really enjoy singing Spice Girls when I'm doing karaoke, but I think I better leave it there. When Code suggested that Beckham could reunite with the Spice Girls in form of a hologram or a digital avatar, she replied, "That's a great idea. That is a good idea." But, she added, she's not had any discussion about the possibility. Beckham has not toured with the Spice Girls since wrapping up a 2007-08 run with a pair of concerts at what now is the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. She performed with the group at the closing ceremony of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. The Spice Girls without Beckham did a 13-date tour in the UK and Ireland in 2019. Last year, the 25th anniversary of the pop group's debut album, Mel B, aka Scary Spice, said that she is always pushing to have the Spice Girls reunion that includes Beckham. They're going to kill me for saying this, but hoping, especially me, that if it's got anything to do with me, which it'll have to because I'm the driving force, I'll make it sure to happen to tour in 2023. Mel C later said on Ellen that she hopes to be on a tour with all five members. We're talking about it, and we're talking about it constantly. Sam Smith and Kim Petras have made history with their collaboration Unholy. The song, which dropped on September 22nd, is currently topping the singles charts in Canada as well as the US and the UK, making Smith the first non-binary solo artist and Petras the first trans solo artist with a number one hit. Unholy is also the first number one hit for both singers. Smith came close with their 2014 single Stay With Me, which made it to number two. The song was written and co-produced by Canada's Henry Circuit Walter, and the music video was directed by Canada's Floria Sigismondi. It will be part of Smith's fourth studio album Gloria, out on January 27th. In 2019, Smith told fans in an Instagram post, "After a lifetime of being at war with my gender, I've decided to embrace myself for who I am inside and out. I'm so excited and privileged to be surrounded by people that support me in this decision, but I've been very nervous about announcing this because I care too much about what people think, but F it. I understand that there will be many mistakes in misgendering, but all I can ask is you please try. I hope you can see me like I see myself now. Thank you." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.